Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's a privilege to be able to welcome you here this evening to this special opportunity that we have to hear Senator Jake Garn from the United States address us regarding his experiences in space. I'd like at this time to extend a special welcome to Senator Jake Garn this evening. We appreciate your presence here, Senator, and I know I'm excited about this opportunity to hear from you. We also welcome here tonight all civic and community leaders and visitors, and we would like to make you welcome and at this special meeting tonight. So this evening's proceedings is being recorded by the Southern FM radio station 88.3, and I understand that they'll be presenting the proceedings of tonight on some future Wednesday evenings between 7 and 8 p.m. I've had the privilege over the last few days, or the last couple of days, of being able to spend some time with Senator Garn. I found him to be a most interesting person who certainly gets a lot out of life and does a lot of things that a lot of us kind of stop doing at younger ages. He's still, because of his fitness and his enthusiasm and so on, doing a lot of things at his age now that we've given away a few years ago. And I find that exciting. And found some other things as I, as we travelled, that were interesting things that he's done that isn't in the normal statements that are made before he's introduced. And at one of the radio stations on Monday, he made the comment that he was the first man to fly in space and to also stand on the North and South Poles. And I think that obviously he's done a lot of travel in that period of time to do some of those things, and that really tickled the interviewer at the time. Perhaps now if I could go through some of the other qualifications that he has, which are very, very impressive. At a time when integrity of political leaders is often under attack, former US Senator Jake Garn is known for being honest, upfront, and straight down the line. And I think you'll discover that from his presentation tonight. He was one of the Senate's most popular politicians and served for three terms, that's 18 years, and was the first politician to fly in space. His visits to Sydney and Melbourne have included meetings with Australian politicians, business leaders, and as well as public lectures both here and in Sydney. Senator Garn served in the US Navy as a pilot. He's a retired Brigadier General in the Utah Air National Guard and has logged more than 10,000 hours of pilot time. He's a former insurance executive and has served as the Mayor of Salt Lake City prior to his election to the US Senate in 1974. As a Senator, Jake Garn was chairman of two of the Senate's most prestigious committees. The first he was responsible for the US space industry and NASA, that we're very familiar with. The second committee, he oversaw the banking industry during the heady days of the 1980s, when federal intervention was required to save the poorly managed state banks. He also served on subcommittees on energy and water development, defence, military, construction and interior. He was a member of the Energy and Natural Resources Committee and served on three subcommittees, those being public lands, national parks and forests, research and development, and water and power. Senator Garn was also a member of the Senate Rules Committee and served three terms as the Secretary of the Republican Conference. As a Senator, he was re-elected to a second term in 1980 and a third term in 1986 with a 74% of the vote in each election. I think there's a lot of politicians in Australia who'd like to get a vote like that. In November 1984, Jake Garn was invited by NASA to fly as a payload specialist on the Space Shuttle Discovery. And during the 7-day flight, he performed various medical tests. Discovery landed at Cape Canaveral on April 19, 1985, after orbiting the Earth 109 times. In December 1992, Senator Garn received the very prestigious aviation award, the Wright Brothers Memorial Trophy. During his life, he's faced adversity and tragedy just the same as we do. When his daughter needed a kidney transplant to save a life, he gave her a kidney. In his recent years, Senator Garner's retired from the US in January last year and has since been named as the Vice Chairman of the international chemical giant, Huntsman Chemicals Corporation, and he's also served on, or is serving on, numerous other boards of companies. He has written a book which is called Why I Believe, and that's available at the Bountiful Bookstore in Sydney. So, ladies and gentlemen, at this point, please join me in welcoming Senator Jake Garner.